Precognition, the ability to foretell future events. There are, of course, those who claim to have special knowledge of these and related subjects. Whether this be true or not, ESP provides a fascinating study for scientist and mystic alike. In 1927, at Duke University, North Carolina, serious scientific research began with the arrival of British psychologist Professor William McDougall. He met two young biologists, J.B. and Louisa Ryan, who shared the desire to prove psychic power scientifically. In 1934, a small monograph by J.B. Ryan found its way into the hands of the science editor of the New York Times, who published a lengthy and favorable review. After this, other science writers followed suit, and there was a flood of articles and books on the subject of ESP. This seems to be the turning point for what we now call parapsychology. All around the world, educational and scientific bodies set up experiments and research projects into what they saw as the new science to be studied. However, when a survey of all the research being done was carried out, it was found none could produce any serious scientific conclusions. After using packs of cards and other games of chance in their experiments, Duke University devised a special pack of 25 cards. The pack contained five symbols: circle, square, cross, waves, and star. Under closely observed conditions and in buildings 100 yards apart, one person would concentrate on a card dealt from the shuffled pack. Another would note which symbol he perceived the card to contain. This very simple test produced some very significant results. When the cards are shuffled and one is selected at random, there is a 1 in 5 chance of predicting which of the five symbols has been chosen. By the mathematical laws of chance, 5 hits could be expected for every run of 25 cards. Over a 6-day period, in a planned series of 300 guesses, a pure chance figure of 60 correct predictions was expected. In practice, this figure was much higher, a phenomenal 119 correct. The odds against this happening by chance alone are 1,000,000 to 1 against. Tests held later showed another important phenomenon which has since been found to apply to most subjects with ESP. The best subjects start off with fairly low scores. Then, as their confidence builds, they make better progress. In 1937, the American Institute of Mathematical Statistics issued a statement validating the Duke University results and the methods used to evaluate the ESP phenomena.